Which brings us to Shane Jones. He was listening into the back end of that. And obviously the threat to our people is large and it's coming in all directions, including Shane Jones seeming there at times from New Zealand First. Thanks for joining us. Te lakwe.
Kia ora, folks. Good morning.
Hey. Well, look, I like you, so you're all right. You can sell it too. What about this lady, Cathy Costello? I don't know her, but I'm a bit concerned. She's number three on the New Zealand First list and sort of harbours Hobson's pledge sentiment. Is there anything in Hobson's pledge you support, Shane?
This particular lady was a senior inspector and police, key police identity in South Auckland for many, many years. What she doesn't know about how to de-escalate situations, what she doesn't know about how to move and mingle within our Māori community doesn't bear repeating. Secondly, she's a proud descendant of Patuone, the same line as Hone Harawira, hailing from Whakapara, where Hone's mother comes from, the redoubtable Titiwhai Harawira. So, no, we're looking forward to her bringing that deep reservoir of experience.
So she's...
I don't know much about Hobson's pledge, Ehoa, but I do know about her
Shane.
Stellar career.
Come on, Shane, you've got to read about Hobson's pledge and what they you're saying she's an Indigenous woman?
I don't know too much about it, Dale. I mean, I really feel that we've got to grow up, man. I mean, I'm sick to death of hearing this dynamic that this viral spread, it's a cancer, it's going to destroy the Māori spirit, mind and body. I reject that utterly. This is politics. People lead with their chin. People are robust. People are trying to knock you out. Māori, wake up. It's called politics. If your ideas are not capable of generating enough support within the hoi polloi, you lose. It's called democracy. I lost. I was made unemployed along with Winston 3 years ago. We're stepping up to the plate to have another go. Te Ururoa Flavel lost. The notion, because democracy ebbs and flows, it's the end of Māoridom, is not only self-serving, it shows a deeply troublesome understanding in terms of how brittle apparently Māori are. We're not brittle. I'm sick to death of it, bro. Nope. And you should not be perpetuating it.
Oh, look, I'm just asking some questions down the line and, you know, you've got to answer her for your form in the background. Look, I'm like you. I accept that sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, and that's the reality in politics. No one knows that better than our people who are forced to work with whomever gets the reins of power in a system of an electoral system that I think is very disadvantageous to us, but we're forced to live with it. Look, roads continue to be spoken of as the main issue in the north, which sort of surprises me, Shane. I thought there'd be a lot more, to do with education or health or cost of living, but it seems when I talk to people who are standing in the north, everyone wants to talk about roads. Is that what you see as the priority for Northland?
There's one thing that Calvin Davis said was absolutely accurate. The treatment meted out by Grant McCullum's National Party blue-clad supporters to Willow Jean Prime was ugly and it was bullying. They, many of them, I suspect, were drunk, and every time Willow spoke, and she didn't use a hell of a lot of te reo. Indeed, even I was using te reo, but they know what they're going to get when they treat me like that. And the mistake we made that night, I have to say publicly on your show, is that we should never have acquiesced or tolerated Grant McCullum and his supporters being so intimidating and so bullying of Willow. Now, she has to also learn that it's politics and you've got to argue their corner. And I've had people yell and scream at me over the various times I've been to meetings. But I think it showed not only a level of bullying behaviour, but it showed Christopher Luxon and Grant's team in a very poor light that evening. Are roads the most important thing in Northland? Well, when you're sort of trying to prevent your teeth falling out of your gob because of the crappy nature of the roads, they look like that. But we've got a host of deeper concerns as well. It's not only roads, it's infrastructure, it's the cost of energy, it's the quality of our schools. I was in Taipa School yesterday speaking with the school teachers and the students, And there's a tremendous amount of positive stuff happening in our schools. It's just in rural New Zealand, we've got to constantly be vigilant that we get a fair lick of the cherry in relation to the amount of resources going in there. But for our Māori economy up home, whilst infrastructure is important, what's really important is getting back to basics, such as having the ability to capture, harvest and store water, because we're now facing Te Wā Pakapaka. We're going to face an awful drought up home this year, bro.
Tēnā koe. I wanted to touch on one of your babies too, because the PGF supported a lot of regional communities, including Opotiki, which I noticed built a couple of seawalls that's going to enable larger ships to use the port, give better access to the mussel farms. And so some people are hoping, in a way, I'm sure, in the regions, that NZ First does get in and does get a chance to reignite the PGF. How pleasing would it be, or satisfying would it be for you, if that became a reality? Opotiki, the developments on the harbour, perhaps an example of the positivity that the PGF brought. I mean, hey, the lakefront at Rotorua, I could go on. But would you like to see a reignition of the PGF, if successful, on the 14th?
Yeah, I accept that capital is scarce. And obviously, there's going to have to be a highly focused initiative going through the various spending lines represented by the present Crown budget. But there should be a dedicated fund, and there will be if we have necessary level of influence, with a focus on our provincial deficits. I want everyone to remember, the reason why we stepped up to the plate and found the $100+ million for Opotiki was because it was a casualty of Rogernomics and never fully recovered. The iwi there, whakatohea, we all know in our party, Winston and I, that they've suffered over the years with land loss, and they now have significant investment in terms of a mussel farm. So that's evidence of how a provincial growth fund can work for an area like Opotiki, but more importantly, it's long-term legacy proof that New Zealand First has the ability and the track record of investing with Māoridom in assets that are going to create jobs and a flow of services positive to the community over a long period of time. And you are right. We are not a party that is going to fly the flag about co-governance, fly the flag about Indigenous rights. I'm not a supporter of the United Declaration of Indigenous Rights. I see it as an assault on the Treaty of Waitangi. I said that in 2009 and 10, and I say it now.
And I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with our people. We've got our people are smart, we're dynamic, and so all we need is information about strategies going forward, and we'll make sound decisions, I would hope. Any TikTok releases this week, Shane?
Well, there's what's the term they use in LA? It's in the tube. It's making its way towards the towards the outlet. Whether or not it will emulate the efforts previously, that remains to be seen. But I did promise to generate a couple of more TikTok products, Emara. But look, for every person who giggles and laughs and sort of thinks it's quite funny, there are others who pollute the airwaves with saying, my gosh, that guy, he's stressed, he's in need of professional help. But we wanted to run a campaign, Emara, up home using social media. Admittedly, as quirky, parody and satire may be a bit too sophisticated for some voters. But there'll be no shortage of opportunity for people to form a view and hopefully cast their vote accordingly, but most importantly, participate. And if TikTok and Facebook's a lot more sedate, if it gives the necessary incentive for people to step up the plate and support Matua Shane, that's not a bad outcome.
It's not a bad outcome. And you are fast becoming the puff daddy of New Zealand politics, Shane. Good idea, Shane. Thanks very much, man. We'll catch you next week. See ya. Shane Jones with us on Tuesday mornings. Let's go across.